Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Look at messy Mikey, not so messy today. Look at him with this new, like, hair cuttery hair.
Looks good, man.
You trying to look sharp for graduation, sir?
I'm trying, but I did not like the way this turned out.
Why not?
They gave me the anime look or something. Yeah. It's all long in the front. They feathered this right here. It's all not good.
They're going to be like 08 Beavers walking across the stage.
It's been an ego deflator for sure.
Looks like it's a sixth grade picture day.
It is.
You look so adorable. I just want to like picture a little cheek. Look at you.
I'm cute.
Yeah. Freaking adorable. All right, so it's a woman's fault you almost got into a fight?
It's not. It's a man's fault.
It's a man's fault.
And then it's everybody's fault but mine, as usual.
You were just there.
I was just there. I was a bystander, innocent. So we're at the final, what do you call it, formal date night? So, like, it's for my girlfriend's sorority. Emotional night for everybody. It's the end. It's almost over. So, emotions are running high.
So, it's not the season finale. It's the series finale.
It's the series finale. The drinks are running. It's, like, it's dangerous waters to be in right there.
And, of course, she's very close to all of her sorority sisters, who she will probably never talk to 98% of them ever again.
Absolutely. And thank God for that. No, but basically, one of these girls was talking about her gender class and some study going on in her gender class, talking about like the size of man's brains or something. One of the girls' dates hears this, and he decided, hey, it's the last night. He has little. He's not going to have to pay for whatever he says right now.
Okay, because he knows like this is it. Like yeah, you said, this is the series finale.
So he gets up and he went too hard. I was almost supporting him, but he went too hard. He just said aggressive things, too aggressive. He threw his beer and his plate in the trash and he walked out the door. All the girls are sitting there, just mouth agape, just shocked that he said such a thing.
I might have missed what exactly the tension was over. He was insulted.
No, so the girls were talking about this gender study class. Yeah. He got his feathers ruffled, and he...
Because he felt like they were coming down on men.
Yes.
Like they were men bashing.
And he thinks that he knows studies better than them or whatever. Uh-huh. It was stupid.
So they say men have smaller brains, basically.
Yeah.
And then he gets into a fight over it.
And yeah. He shows that he has a smaller brain.
Not only does he say it, yeah, he proves it.
Right.
No, we don't. So he gets upset, but instead of standing there and taking what's coming to him, taking his ear beaten, he walks out the door, leaving me the last date there. I'm the last man there.
I'm
the last man standing. I'm not the last date. There was a lesbian couple. So it's me and this lesbian lady.
Oh, you're about to lose.
We're sitting there. I'm so quiet. I'm just trying to be nice. This is their night. I'm just being nice, hands clasped in my lap. Just right off the bat, all the hatred that was going towards this guy, it was like they were staring down the scope trying to find somebody, and there I was.
Because right you were the there. Only one with the trouser snake sitting at the table.
That's exactly
trouser snake.
Last peen standing.
Okay. Somebody gonna get the smoke.
Yeah.
So basically, the rest of the night, I had to put up with this. It was man hate, and I've not experienced too much of this because I think that most of the time it's normal. If it's a group of girls, it's going to be man hate. If it's a group of guys, they're going to be talking crap about women. That's just kind of a normal thing. It's what you do. But whenever you have someone on the opposite team there, you usually tone it down a little bit. They were not toning it down. They toned it up, and it was all directed at me. And to be quite frank, it was brutal. I could only take so much there.
Were you like, ladies, I did not say these things. Mm. Why are you coming after me?
And the pressure is on because he has to defend all humankind. When it comes to men too, right? You're the involuntary tribute.
I wasn't defending anybody. I was just trying to take it and hoping that it was going to pass through.
Survive in advance.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's normal all the time for a group of girls to hate on men and vice versa, but there's a very easy way for you to defuse the situation immediately. You can say, hey guys, this is kind of feeling like man bashing, but I understand there's a lot of stuff dudes can work on and we can be better as a gender, and there's stuff women can work on too, but why don't you tell me the things that men can do better? And immediately, you're an ally, you're a hero, and they're going to look at you differently, and the man bashing is going to stop because now you're in a position where it starts to go into the hate category, which helps no one. You can say, literally, speaking with hate and vitriol is not going to help anyone, and it's not going to change anything, so how about we have a civil conversation?
Now, if you can pull that off, think of the physical ramifications between you and your date that night also.
I'm just telling you, if you told me that, and I was drunk and 22, and it's not
going to happen. That's what I was about to go down.
Yeah. Different people, because I'd immediately sleep with you.
That's because you went to Emory.
The Burt Show.